This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to DJV Health. I'm Doug Steffen, along in this hour with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's here from his perch, if you will. His clinic is down in Mount Dora. I was about to say Mount Ida, but it's not Mount Ida. Mount Ida's up here in Massachusetts. Ken's down in Florida. Mount Dora, lovely Pleasantville sort of community just outside of Orlando. Lots of people go to Ken from that region. They come from all over the country to visit with Ken in his office. They also use the newfangled idea of telemedicine to create a relationship and a bond with Ken. Very easy to do that. He's so thorough. He's so easy to talk to. And he's so smart. 352-735-1400, if I may remind you or pass that information along as you listen to Ken, or if you've been listening over the years, then you know what I'm talking about. And so a lot of people have availed themselves of the opportunity to get with Ken and discuss their maladies and what his advice is for taking care of one's self. 352-735-1400. I have said this until blue in the face. I would love it if we could, and we were on the verge, if you will, the cusp of getting away from COVID and having our entire hour together about COVID, because that's been the situation for the past year and a half or more. And then we had things improving, and now things have not improved or aren't as good as we'd like them to be. So back we are into the long discussion of COVID. And so maybe we start there, Ken, with the vaccination, what the information. Ken researches all the medical journals, brings to the forefront here information that will help you understand the whys and wherefores of what's going on and how it affects you, your health, your body. So many of us have had vaccines, not as many as we would like, but vaccinations continue. There is this question about what it actually does. Given the two shots, the Pfizer, the Moderna, two shots, because I kind of dismiss J&J, whether I should or I shouldn't, I kind of do. But the idea of getting two shots, what does it do when it comes to long COVID? And it wouldn't be harmful for you to spend a moment or two. I know you've explained it before, but what is long COVID?
Well, long COVID is COVID-19 symptoms that last beyond 28 days. Usually it goes about 2 weeks. When it persists beyond a month, we call it long COVID. The good news is, out of the medical journal Lancet Infectious Diseases, the first day of September, we learned that the vaccination does in fact reduce the risk for long COVID and also severe illness. It's severe illness that we're trying to prevent. That's the part of COVID-19 requiring people, because they can't breathe, to go into the hospital. That's the one that you die from. There's mild disease. There's moderate disease. Those are diseases will get over. When it gets severe, that's what we're trying to prevent.
All right. So what does vaccination do if we have our Pfizer, Moderna, or maybe even J&J? What does that do in terms of preventing? Let's go across the board. We're talking about long COVID. This supposedly reduces the risks for that. But what else? What are the benefits? This is sort of to get in the face in the most pleasant way of the people who say, I don't want to get a vaccination because A, B, C, or D. So can we counter those arguments with reasons for getting the vaccination? What else, beside reducing the risk for long COVID? And the obvious, you don't get the disease, or if you do get it, it's not as serious. So what else can we put in that kettle of fish?
Well, the most important is, do you want to survive? And over 2 in 1,000 Americans have already died from COVID-19. And It's survival. Also, some of these symptoms that become long COVID can ruin your life. You ruin your brain for the rest of your life, ruin your ability to breathe or move or have any energy left. So you really don't want that in your life. The other thing is, if we're ever going to get rid of all these variants, you're helping society by keeping the virus out of yourself. Once the virus has no source to continue, remember these human viruses, they can't live outside of a human being. And by becoming vaccinated, you take away another source for these viruses to live. Until we do that, we're not going to get rid of this, and there's going to be another variant. There's going to be a variant. Oh my gosh,
there has thousands of them, it would appear.
Right. Well, already there are over 2,000 variants. That is correct. But the good news is, fortunately, the variants are still sensitive to the vaccines in terms of preventing severe illness and long COVID. But the big concern is that if we all don't get vaccinated, there are going to be more and more new variants. And then that magical variant is going to be the vaccine. And that's where we're going to all be in trouble.
All right. So then let's move ahead to the booster, the question of whether we just get another shot of the same vaccine that we had before, or is there a booster on the horizon? There seems to be a lot of confusion. You and I were talking about this because I said, I'm just going to get another shot. And you said, well, why don't you wait a bit, because there seems to be one of the thoughts here is that there will be a development that will include resistance to Delta, Lambda, and whatever else may be floating around. But if there are 1,000 or more variants, then, you know, it seems like this is a pig in a poke.
Well, there are 2,000 or more variants. And
okay,
the whole issue about a third shot, boy, if you don't think you're confused, you don't know what's going on. And the problem is regarding a third shot. Well, let me just back it up a second. It's not unusual to need another shot a while down. And usually when we get a second shot with vaccines, it's usually about 2 months or more after the first shot. And the reason why with the mRNAs we went so quickly was because, you know, we're in the middle of this deadly pandemic and we needed to get them tested. And there was hope that enough people would get them quickly enough and we wouldn't be getting the variants. So right now, when you get your first mRNA vaccine, you either get the next one after 3 or 4 weeks. And the feeling is that you need to get a third shot so that you get even more aggressive antibody response, because now we do have these variants. And when we come back, we'll talk about the controversy of the information right now about when and who should be getting a third shot.
Controversy, confusion, and lack of consensus. I guess that's probably the headline here. Dr. Ken Kronhaus on DJV Health. I'm Doug Steffen with a reminder about how to maintain a good deal of your health, and that's by getting a good night's rest. I think Ken tells us we need to get about 7 hours of good rest, good sleep every night in order to maintain our health. And so I'm going to point you in a direction that hopefully will help you ensure a good night's rest. The direction is to the MyPillow product catalog that you can find at MyPillow.com. It includes all of the products, the elegant sheets, the pillows, the story of the guarantees. What other product line do you know of made in America that has all of the extensive things this does that guarantees everything for 2 months? You can sleep in these sheets that they have for 2 months. You can sleep on the pillows for 2 months, sleep on the mattress pad, the mattress itself. Everything that they have comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. All the more reason to buy American, to buy from MyPillow. So check it all out. And then when you are getting through with the purchases that you want, you get all kinds of discounts by using the DJV code at MyPillow.com. Just go to the listener page. There's a square in there. Use the promo code DJV. Get discounts on the sheets, on the towels, on the mattresses, on the pillowcases, you name it. You get from 30 to 65% off using the DJV code at MyPillow.com. There's nothing better than slipping into bed with soft, comfortable sheets at the end of a long day. Now, MyPillow wants you to sleep even better in their Giza Dream Sheets, made from the world's best cotton, grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into a fabric that is ultra-soft and breathable. The Giza Dream Sheets sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish that'll have you sleeping like a dream. Available in a variety of colors and sizes as well. Machine washable and durable, all Giza Dream Sheets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. For a limited time, you can now save 50% on all Giza Dream Sheets using at MyPillow.com the DJV promo code. You'll also find deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, MyPillow towel sets, and so much more. Don't miss this sale. That's MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Sleep better with MyPillow.com.
At Boost Mobile, we're giving you a free phone when you switch, and all the power that comes with it. The power to access everything humanity has to offer. The power to connect with anyone in the world. The power to order tacos. Get a free Samsung Galaxy A32 5G when you switch to America's largest 5G network. Information, communication, tacos. Now that's power. More power to save. Boost Mobile. Free phone limited to new customers and one per line. Additional restrictions apply. See BoostMobile.com for details.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at HealVets.org. Help Heal Veterans with the support of citizens like you is making things better together. Learn more at HealVets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Back to Dr. Ken here on DJV Health. Let's finish this discussion about the confusion, if you will, the lack of consensus and the controversy about what we need now. What's next?
You're confused about the third booster. Get in line, because it's not surprising. Remarkably, the president, the FDA, and Israel are all giving different advice about what to do about
boosters. I'm taking Israel's advice.
Israel has been advocating that from 5 months after your second vaccine to get a booster, and they have gotten to the point where just about everybody eligible to be vaccinated in Israel is now eligible for the third booster if it's been 5 months since they had the second booster. The country is one of the best vaccinated countries in the world. They all got the Pfizer, yeah. And now just about everybody is getting a third booster 5 months after their original. And the problem that occurred in Israel was that in this amazingly well-vaccinated country, they started getting a lot of breakthrough. Breakthrough is when you get illness, and the Delta variant became famous for breakthrough even after you've been vaccinated. It's usually not severe enough to go into the hospital unless you're immunosuppressed, but it is an illness that you'd like to avoid if you can, and that's why people are advocating masks when you're inside with the public. And since Israel started seeing so much breakthrough, they started testing a third booster. They've been now doing it for several months. They've shown good safety, and they're advocating 5 months. And the interesting thing is that the FDA and the CDC met, and they don't yet see the need to indicate for everybody, just those at highest risk. And they're still not yet clear in their advice. And then President Biden said 8 months after your second shot, beginning September 20th, and then the two major FDA people for vaccines then resigned because they felt that the decision was being made around the FDA. So there's huge confusion about this, and it's really sad that Israel, the FDA, and CDC, as well as the president, are all on different pages on what to do. So if you're confused, believe me, the physicians are confused.
We continue with Dr. Ken in a matter of moments.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. Let's continue with information that he's gleaned from looking at all of the various reports that come from the medical journals, from the research institutions. So I see here that there is a report on those people who might be allergic. I don't know what it means to be highly allergic to what, I guess, is the question, to other vaccines, because it looks like people who are allergic, as described here, have no reaction. But what are we talking about? Allergic to what?
Well, one of the concerns about getting the vaccine is that there's a 1 in over 1 million chance of getting anaphylaxis. Anaphylaxis is a severe allergic reaction where your throat tightens, you can't breathe, you get a low blood pressure, you break out in hives all over. But the worst part is you can't breathe and your blood pressure goes so low you go into shock. And this is a medical emergency. You got to get an EpiPen, epinephrine right into the hip, a shot. You're usually taken to the emergency room. And you're given steroids, Benadryl, and this then usually will resolve. But this is not a good day, and obviously this is what we're trying to avoid. And this is why everybody, after they get the mRNA vaccine, they're watched for a period of time.
Right, 15 minutes or so.
I'm sorry?
Not about 15, 20 minutes?
Right, exactly.
Shot. Yeah.
Exactly. And if you've had anaphylaxis in the past twice as long as anyone else who hasn't had anaphylaxis. But this is very rare. It's about 1 in 1 million. And so far, nobody has died from the mRNA vaccine because of anaphylaxis, because it's so rare, about 1 in 1 million, and everybody's watched, and they're waiting and ready. If you do have a reaction, that EpiPen is right there. So if you're that 1 in 1 million, you win the lottery, you're going to be treated immediately. So nobody has died.
What causes that? So again, what would be the reason that someone would go into some kind of shock? Is
just a hugely allergic reaction to one of the materials in the vaccine. The vaccine is held together with these proteins that protect the code. And sometimes people are allergic to those proteins. It's very rare. But the good news is that there's also a subset of people, and they know who they are, who are highly allergic people. They've had anaphylaxis in the past to other vaccines, or they've had anaphylaxis to peanuts, to whatever. And these are highly allergic people. And the good news is that 98% of people who are highly allergic, and you know who you are, you carry that EpiPen with you in your pocket, you don't go anywhere without it, they 98% of highly allergic people have no reaction after COVID-19 vaccines. And this comes out of JAMA Network Open the last day of August. This is good
but
news.
You know,
reassurance.
But you know as well as I do, the focus isn't going to be on the 98% who have no reaction. The focus of the news media and the naysayers and the people who don't want to get vaccines is, see, how do I know whether I'm going to have an allergic reaction or not? I'm afraid of a reaction.
The point is one in a million do, and right now we have vaccinated 200 million people in America and over a billion with a B people worldwide. So in America there have been maybe 200 people who have had this reaction, and also, as I said, no deaths. We're waiting. So one in a million, and the risk of dying from this is over 2 in 1,000. So I would take my risk and get that shot. And if you have anaphylaxis, everybody's those waiting, but it's one in a million.
Those who are listening to you say, yeah, that's okay for you to say, but if I don't know, I don't know. And that's what stirs the pot. It's 28 past the hour. This is DJV Health.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Appian Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Do you suffer from lower back pain, knee pain, foot pain, or fallen arches? Do you? If yes, just stop and write this magic word, G-Defy, G-D-E-F-Y. What is G-Defy? G-Defy is the footwear designed by Gravity Defier Medical Technology with the worldwide patented VersoShock sole. Their shoes are clinically shown to relieve pain by a double-blind clinical study conducted by Oliveview UCLA Medical Center. You can try a pair for 30 days with free corrective fit orthotic inserts. If you're not satisfied, just return the shoes for a full refund and keep the free orthotics as a gift. Put an end to suffering. Save $20 and get free shipping from Gravity Defier when you go to gdefy.com/radio and use code radio. That's gdefy.com/radio, code radio. You have nothing to lose but your pain.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Remnants of Ida brought rainfall and flash flooding that caused havoc across the northeastern United States over the past couple of days. More than 40 deaths have been reported from Maryland to Connecticut. Insurance broker Aon is reporting flood-related damage in the mid-Atlantic and Northeast is expected to result in a double-digit billion economic damage toll. That's about the same estimated cost from the southern states where Ida made landfall last weekend. The Federal Aviation Administration, or FAA, on Thursday stopped Virgin Galactic from flying its Spaceship Two until the agency completes its final mishap investigation report from its July flight. The FAA said Spaceship Two deviated from its air traffic control clearance as it returned to Spaceport America in New Mexico on July 11th. Virgin Galactic admitted the flight did drop below the altitude of the airspace for a short distance and time, about 1 minute and 41 seconds. USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
As American veterans see the U.S. government opening up the southern border to millions of people from other countries, and now the tens of thousands of Afghan refugees, they're wondering why the U.S. government can't help the unknown number of vets living on the streets of America. Eli Crane, former Navy SEAL and Republican congressional candidate in Arizona, tells Fox News his views on the abandonment.
And it really makes, I think, many of us hope and wonder that why we can't get our priorities straight in this country, why we can't take care of Americans first, especially those of us that have actually fought and were willing to die for this country. And when you see so much, you know, anti-patriotic rhetoric coming out of the media and Hollywood and everywhere else, and these men and women were willing to fight and die for it, that's really hard to deal with. Not to mention the fact that if you think about it, a lot of the manufacturing jobs that veterans used to come home from wars to attend to and to build a family around have been shipped overseas to China. So that, on top of it, makes it really hard for a lot of our veterans to get by and to feel like they're welcome and taken care of in this society. It's actually really scary for those of us that understand security and we're fighting overseas and we understand the type of evil that we're dealing with. And we as Americans tend to think of warfare in the terms of presidential elections in 2 and 5 and 10 year cycles when our enemy thinks in decades and centuries.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Let's get started once again our weekly visit with Dr. Ken Kronhaus at Lake Cardiology down in Mondora, Florida. I'm Doug Steffen. Next focus is on COVID and exposure, the vaccinated health workers who get COVID, who are giving it to people that they know close in at home or whatever, or is it vice versa? If you're vaccinated, whether you get breathed on or you breathe on somebody else, it shouldn't. I guess the question is the confusion, again, back to a lot of confusion. If you've been vaccinated, can you spread it?
Let's untangle a few of the things that you've said. With regards to health workers who get COVID, the interesting thing is that many of them, probably over half of the healthcare workers who've gotten COVID-19, they've gotten it at home, not at work, because at work we're well protected, we're wearing masks, we're distancing, we're doing what we're supposed to, we're taking the precautions. But then you go home and you have people who've been out and around and you're not wearing the mask, you're not protected, and so many people who are healthcare workers who get it from home. And I've seen this happen in real life time and time again. So that's the point. Now, if you are vaccinated, can you spread it? Yes. And that's especially the Delta variant. And that's why we're urging you wear masks, because even if you're vaccinated, you can spread it to others And that's the Delta variant. And unvaccinated or vaccinated, you can spread it.
All right. Okay, so that helps to clarify it a little bit. Are there healthcare workers who are not getting shots?
There are some, and it's getting harder and harder for those people to work because we all know the FDA has now approved the Pfizer and the Moderna one is coming soon, and many hospitals, many healthcare facilities are mandating, requiring that healthcare workers get vaccinated. And my own humble opinion is we should be mandating that healthcare workers get vaccinated. Because when you come in to see a healthcare worker, you should not have to be concerned that, you know, they're going to spread it to you, that they're sick. There should be,
of course,
shouldn't even be a thought. So I think, you know, for me to maintain hospital privileges, I have to get a flu vaccine every month, every year.
Every year.
And there are certain things that healthcare workers are used to getting vaccinated against, hepatitis, flu, you know, or checked for tuberculosis. And when you see a healthcare worker, there should be some confidence that you're not going to get anything from us and we're not going to be spreading. So I think that all healthcare workers should be vaccinated. And it's coming. I'm seeing one hospital after another, one major medical institution after another, require it of all hospital workers, and it's coming.
All right. So maybe that gives people more comfort. I know people who don't believe in, who are in medicine, who don't believe in the shots, and their clinics are full, whether they ask people or people ask them, I'm sure, in the case
they're not going to have hospital privileges soon.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that's one way of forcing your hand, isn't it, huh? All right. Let's see here. What else? Other things as a result of COVID, children are gaining weight faster. I see, I think I told the story. I know I told it in a couple of different venues. I didn't tell it here, but I will for the purposes of this discussion. I had to go into a couple of box stores this past week to buy some new things for my home, supplies for a job I'm doing, et cetera, et cetera. And I was in three or four different box stores, and the men who waited on me all were, they shared a commonality. They're all in their late 20s, early 30s. They all are hugely overweight to the point of being obese. And they don't seem, there's an aura, if you will, around them, Ken. They don't seem to be conscious of it. It would seem to me if you're that heavy and you're that young that you would want to have a different outlook and do something about it. But the weight that these men, I see it in women to a point, but women a little bit older. I guess it shouldn't bother me. It's not me, but I see it in my observation that my instincts want me to ask, why do you let yourself go? And we know what these guys are doing. They're not exercising. They're doing, games and all the things on their devices. And they go out to eat all the time. They don't eat at home. They eat the wrong stuff. I don't know. Does it make a difference? Do we have to get through to them? At that point, they're on their own. But I'm betting I've seen, and you have, people that go into these fast food restaurants with their children. They're obese, and they feed their kids all kinds of crap. So the kids are getting worse. Mostly you see an obese mother and father, you're going to see an obese kid. And it's apparently gotten worse during the COVID situation. Yes?
Exactly. We had an obesity problem before COVID. And what we learned in the Journal of the American Medical Association this week is that it's accelerating after COVID. The kids are gaining weight faster and more of it. And now more are overweight, more are obese, and you're describing it. You know, Doug, when you and I were young, and I think this is a failure of schools. When you and I were young,
yep.
You know, it was drilled into us in school how important physical fitness was. We were all expected to demonstrate
a
certain level
activity.
Of physical fitness.
Yeah.
And we just don't have that. And we did activities. We got outside. We weren't on the computer all day.
You know, you want to put this into perspective. Let's put it into perspective for a second. And you can take it as you wish. We waste so much money in terms of the Defense Department. We have a $700+ billion bill every year. And according to the government's own notes, we could get the same thing for $450 billion, leaving us $250 billion to use for other things, were it not for waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse. That's on the bureaucrats, that's on the politicians, that's on us, because we're letting them get away with this sort of thing. So they, what do? They cut the budgets, the education budget is cut. So there's no more civics, there's no more phys ed, there's no more music and art, and all at the hands of the people who are benefiting, and in this case, the big drug companies, because the government is spending trillions of your dollars. I think I saw the number $3 trillion has been spent to buy these COVID vaccines and distribute them. That's, you know, there's, that's a major impact on the realities of what we have to work with in terms of schools. And there's all kinds of the political correct stuff, and, you know, we have to spend, I don't have a problem with diversity, but to have classes on that versus classes on civics, maybe they ought to be one and the same. I'm off on a toot, but you get my, the gist of the message. You're right. You and I had a lot of phys ed when we were younger. It was required, and now it isn't. And so we have this, what I just said about this, these guys who were in their 20s and 30s who were just big fat blobs, and they don't seem to care. It's pretty amazing, frankly. All right, let's pause for a moment and talk about, now that we're talking about heaviness and all of that, and by the way, the people who have the problem of being overweight are sitting ducks for COVID, right? If you're obese, your body mass index is out of whack, and you eat the wrong stuff, you might as well be, why don't you just take the COVID and stick it into your arm? If you have the vaccine, maybe you're better off, but aren't the people who have suffered and died, mostly all of them are older, and they're all, and or they're all overweight. I mean, really overweight. Is that correct, Ken? Am I right?
Diabetes are the biggest risk factors, then heart disease, lung disease, immunosuppression. But obesity, it just creates a high-risk situation for severe COVID.
All right. So, lest you think I'm being judgmental, there's a solution to the problem, and that's Calitrin. Calitrin is the natural weight loss formula, yeah, that does cut down your waist. Let's get your waist from a 40 down to a 36, maybe a 35, for both the men and women. It's literally, and I mean this is a pun, a huge problem. But you've got to recognize, you've got to want to do something. And if you do, and you've been frustrated, you've given up because you can't find a way to lose weight and keep it off, then you've come to the right place, because that's exactly what Calitrin does. You lose weight and you keep it off if you stay on the program. Just a couple of capsules at night before you go to bed, or maybe a teaspoon or two of the liquid, and you will have the support you need to sleep better, your body will be in better shape, and you'll keep the weight off, which is the desire. It's not so much losing the weight, but then keeping it off. And right now, there's a special for this next couple of weeks, Labor Day special, all kinds of discounts. You can find them at toploss.com. Apply the DJV code when you're checking out. There are, as I said, three or four different things that you can apply to get the best buy and to get free shipping. The idea is to benefit yourself, lose the weight, keep it off. That's the mantra. All natural is the way to do it, so it affects your body in the most positive way. Get it at toploss.com. Check out with the discount code DJV.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
When you think Subaru, you think love. The 2021 Subaru Outback gives you state-of-the-art active safety technology for extra confidence on every drive. You can count on the roomy comfort and impressive cargo space, standard raised roof rails with enhanced tie-down points, and Subaru Starlink Multimedia with an 11.6-inch high-resolution touchscreen to wrap your experience with love for your Outback. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2021 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary. Turbocharged engine, 11.6-inch touchscreen available on select models.
Tired of waking up hot and uncomfortable? Start sleeping cool on the Tempur-Breeze by Tempur-Pedic. It's engineered with a revolutionary cooling system that pulls excess heat away from your body to help you sleep deeper all night and wake up more refreshed every morning. The Tempur-Pedic Summer of Sleep ends soon. Don't miss our best offer of the year and your chance to get your best sleep of the summer. All Tempur-Pedic mattresses are on sale with savings up to $700 on adjustable mattress sets. Learn more at Tempur-Pedic.com.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
Back to Dr. Ken Kronhaus, Doug Steffen here. The next focus is on the monoclonal antibody. Say that 100 times or even 3 times fast. Monoclonal antibody. Okay. So what is that doing for people who are taking it?
Well, this is different from the vaccine. This is therapeutics.
This is after the fact, right?
This is after you get ill. And you're at high risk of getting severe COVID-19. We talked about the high risk factors, obesity, high blood pressure, heart disease, lung disease, being immunosuppressed, diabetes. You have risk factors. You're over 60 and very frail. In general, you're over 70 and you have other illnesses. These are the groups of people at high risk for getting severe COVID-19, the kind where you're not going to survive. This is where you want to get therapy and get it as soon as possible, these so-called monoclonal antibodies, and we're giving them in combination, two of them, where it's actually giving to you intravenously what you're immune system can't quickly enough make, and these antibodies destroy the virus. They're very effective, and you need to know, everybody should know what hospital in their area is up, ready to go, and give these antibodies, the monoclonal antibody cocktail, and when you need it, where you should go to get it. And more they're becoming available in Florida. Big effort to make them available, and they are available.
All right. So, and monoclonal, is this something that's been around for a long time? What's the quick definition of monoclonal? What does that mean?
Well, it means specific to a specific antigen. The virus is a part of the virus that you want to attack. Here we attack literally the legs that hold on to the lungs and kneecap the virus, if you will, and monoclonal means specific to one protein.
All right. So we've got all kinds of things here, lots of information to absorb. I guess the bottom line has to do with vaccination. We haven't talked about masks, but people are wearing them more and more. And so I guess there's no question there. Speaking of questions coming up, questions for Dr. Ken here on DJB Health. Doug Steffen at 50 minutes past the hour here.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Three past the hour now on the DGB Health Overview, the helpful information that we have provided by Dr. Ken Kronhaus here. First question for Dr. Ken, what happens? You're a cardiologist, so let's talk about what happens after you have treated somebody who's got a heart attack. What does it do? The reason I asked in part is there's a friend of mine up the street who had sort of a heart attack. He was fine one day. The doctors, he went in for a health checkup, and they said, hey, you're in fine shape. Well, lose 40 pounds. That's what they told him. Next day, he falls over, goes to the hospital. They find that he has blockages in every artery, and he needs to get stents put in. So I guess I'm thinking to myself a couple of things. One, how could they miss that? And two, what now does he do and anybody else that comes to see you, because you're a cardiologist, after they've had a heart attack, what do you tell them to do?
Well, the reason you can miss all this is because you don't get symptoms of inadequate blood flow to the heart until there's, let's put out one number, it's not an absolute, but until there's more than 70% blockage, sometimes a little less, but let's use a number, 70% or more blockage in the circulation. The problem is that the vessels that have plaque that tend to rupture and cause a heart attack, these are the 30 to 60% blockages. The plaque is obstructing flow by 30 to 60%. They're not yet past that magic 70%, so they're not causing symptoms, and the plaque suddenly ruptures, and that's what triggers the heart attack. And this happens oh so often. You can have a normal stress test because you don't get an abnormal stress test because there's more than 70% blockage. You're not having symptoms because there's not more than 70% blockage. You go to the doctor, stress test is fine, no symptoms, and then you have a heart attack. Because the answer is in the risk profile, as your friend heard from the doctor, lose weight. Because you can have these 30 to 60% blockages and they suddenly rupture. And that's why sometimes using other ways to actually image the coronaries is so much more helpful for prevention. But anyway, It's in your risk profile, your blood pressure, cholesterol, diabetes, weight, family history, smoking, mental stress, excessive alcohol intake, being inactive. If you have a risk profile of any of those, you got to talk to the doctor how to get your risk profile as healthy as possible, and that's the most important thing to preventing a heart attack. And then once you do have a heart attack, if you have one that's permanent damage to the heart muscle, what you're asking is, what can we do after a heart attack? Usually it's because the risk factors were not under control. And this is where you got to get those risk factors under control. And then you need to get on the right medications. Usually it's an aspirin, it's a statin, what we call an ACE inhibitor or similar, a family of drug, a beta blocker. And getting on the right medication and getting your risk factors under control. What we learned this week out of the annual meeting of the European Society of Cardiology, Doug, is that if you do all these things, you get 7 years more on average of life than if you didn't do these things. So it's really important to do it to get this important extra 7 years.
So does that mean after you've had a heart attack, you can figure you're going to live 7 years from the date of the heart attack? Or does that mean?
It's an extra 7 years than had you not done all these things.
Mm-hmm.
And, sometimes it's even more. It's at least 7 years or more that you'll live longer than had you not done all these things.
But what's life expectancy after, let's say, tomorrow my friend has a heart attack and he gets all fixed up? Does that mean he can count on living till 2029? What does that mean?
Okay, there's not one size fits all, because all a heart attack means is any permanent damage to the heart muscle, any. So you could have one microscopic fiber die, we call that heart attack. You could have 90% of the heart muscle not functioning and have almost no pump left, we call that a heart attack. So it's the severity of the heart attack, often measured by the so-called ejection fraction, which normally is between 50 and 65%. You can tell how much of the heart muscle is gone, and the answer to your question is individualized depending on how much of the heart muscle and what part of the heart muscle was injured permanently.
Yeah. And I guess it's different depending on what the cause is, or the health of your heart, or how it's been taken care of. There are all kinds of variables here, it sounds like. Yeah, right. Sounds like a lot of different variables.
That's why it's important to get treatment early so you can open it up and save that heart muscle. And that's what determines the longevity.
All right. There it is. Summary of answers to a couple of important questions from Dr. Ken. You can reach out to Ken by calling his office at 352-735-1400. This is DJV Health at 59 past the hour.
Shopping. In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.